They walked single file through the jungle, the kids at their side. Kenner was in the lead, then Ted, who was bleeding from his head, and Sarah and Jennifer, then Evans. Evans glanced over his shoulder. Sanjong was not behind him. All he saw was another ragged kid with a rifle.
On top, on top!
The kid made a threatening gesture with his rifle. Evans turned and hurried forward. There was something chilling about being herded by children, except these weren't children. He was only too aware of the cold look in their eyes. They had seen a lot in their lives. They lived in another world. It was not Evans's world. But he was now in theirs. Up ahead, he saw a pair of jeeps at the side of a muddy road. He looked at his watch. It was 10 o'clock. 7 hours to go. But somehow it didn't seem important anymore. The kids pushed them into the jeeps, and then they drove off, down a muddy track, into the dark and trackless interior of the jungle. Pavutu, Thursday, October 14th, 11:02 a.m. There were times, Sarah thought, when she really did not want to be a woman. That was how she felt as she was driven into the muddy village of Pavutu, the rebel stronghold, in the back of an open jeep. The village seemed to be populated almost entirely by men, who came yelling into the clearing to see who had arrived. But there were women, too, including older women, who stared at her height and her hair, and then came up and poked at her, as if she might not be real. Jennifer, who was shorter and darker, stood beside her and attracted no attention at all. Nevertheless, they were herded together into one of the huge thatch houses. Inside the house was a large open space, a kind of central room, 3 stories high. There was a ladder made of wood leading up to a series of landings, going all the way to the top, where there was a kind of catwalk and a viewing area. In the center of the room was a fire, and at the fire sat a heavy-set man with pale skin and a dark beard. He wore sunglasses and had a sort of beret with the Jamaican flag on it. This, it seemed, was Sambuca. They were shoved in front of him, and he leered at them. But it was clear to Sarah, she had an instinct for these things, that he was not interested in them. He was interested in Ted and in Peter. Kenner, he inspected briefly, then looked away.
Kill him!
They pushed Kenner out the door, poking him with the butts of their rifles. They were clearly excited at the prospect of executing him.
No now, Sambuca said in a growl. Behind!
It took Sarah a moment to translate in her head. Not now, behind. Which must mean later on, she thought. So Kenner had a reprieve, at least for a while. Sambuca turned and stared at the others in the room.
Marys, he said with a dismissive wave. Go up him Mary behind.
Sarah had the distinct impression from the grins on the faces of the boys that they were being given the freedom to do with the 2 women what they wanted. Go up 'em. She and Jennifer were led off to a back room. Sarah remained calm. Of course, she knew things were bad, but they were not bad yet. She was noticing that Jennifer did not appear to be shaken in the least. She had the same flat, uninterested expression that she might have if she was walking toward a company cocktail party. The boys took the 2 women into a thatched room at the back of the larger building. There were 2 posts sunk in the earthen floor. One of the kids took out a pair of handcuffs and cuffed Jennifer to 1 post, her hands behind her back. Then he cuffed Sarah to the other post in the same way. Then another kid reached up and squeezed Sarah's tit, smiled knowingly, and walked out of the room.